The federal government has backed down in a long-running legal dispute with the state of Alaska over ownership of an eastern interior river. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, state ownership over the Mosquito Fork of the 40-mile river will open it up to new activity, including mining.
The Mosquito Fork runs about 80 miles before joining the main stem of the 40-mile near the Taylor Highway and the historic gold mining community of Chicken. It's within a national wild and scenic river corridor, but this week the Bureau of Land Management dropped claims to the waterway. Alaska Department of Natural Resources Chief of Operations for the Division of Mining, Land, and Water, Wynn Menefee, says the move ends a drawn-out legal battle.
We were on our way to doing the full arguments in court, and BLM, at the last minute, after a lot of preparation time for the court case, gave a recordable disclaimer of interest, which is something they could have done at the very beginning before we ever went to litigation. And they gave us the entire river that we had asked for.
As a condition of statehood, Alaska was granted navigable waters, a determination the BLM has challenged on numerous waterways, including the Mosquito Fork, despite what Menefee describes as solid evidence.
We floated the river. We showed it's navigable clearly now. We had evidence of historical travel, trade, and commerce that went on that river.
BLM Alaska spokeswoman Leslie Ellis Waters would not comment on why the BLM gave up fighting for the Mosquito Fork, saying the decision came down from the U.S. Justice Department, adding that the BLM intends to cooperate with the state.
We look forward to working with the state and all stakeholders in responsible development of the resources in the Mosquito Fork.
The Mosquito Fork is in a popular hunting, recreation, and placer gold mining area where the BLM has contested some state-issued mining claims. Menefee says confirmation of state ownership will open up the river to new activity, including small-scale mining.
If somebody wanted to go up the river and do some sort of suction dredging, under state rules, you can.
Menefee hopes that the BLM's decision to drop the fight over the Mosquito Fork signals a sea change in the larger battle over ownership of numerous other Alaska rivers. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.